This podcast is intended for mature audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
What about like sounding?
Like what?
Like sounding?
Wait, do women sound?
What is that?
Oh yeah, definitely. Do they? It's okay. When you put things in your urethra.
No. What the fuck? I mean, we have more than one hole, so we have options.
Hi, and welcome to Fruit Canal. I'm Alejandro.
I'm Brandon.
I'm Faith.
And today, we're talking about starting to be queer.
Starting
right, to be
queer. Yeah, that's fair.
Starting to be queer. I love
when
that.
Did this all start for you?
When did you choose to be queer?
It's Brandon, how did you know?
I was born and I was just like, I'm gay. Like that was my first thought.
Wait,
there's no way.
Did you come out of the vagina with glitter? Was there glitter instead of blood?
It just went.
It was a bit of an explosion. Yeah.
And the doctor was like, honey. Yeah.
And that's why you're still covered with glitter.
Yeah, yeah.
We can't attest Brandon is covered in scales.
Yes.
The shimmer in the sun.
Glitter.
It's like Edward Cullen.
Oh, yeah. I'm leaving.
Is he hot?
Oh, all right. No, honey.
Have you seen Twilight?
Not really.
Well,
no, you should only watch it if you're under the influence of something. That's the only way to enjoy it.
Oh, fair enough. Well, not gonna happen.
Yeah.
So when did I know? I think like a lot of people, there wasn't a single moment, but a series of things that made me think, I might be different. Like when other boys were getting crushes on girls, I wasn't. I wasn't really interested in having a girlfriend, any of that kind of stuff. And then I did that other thing a lot of gay guys do, I think, where they think they're bi for a bit because, like, you convince yourself that's not as bad as being gay.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
that's like, real for sure.
Yeah, like, oh, I'm not gay. That'd be, like, weird. I'm just bi. Like, I like a little bit of both. And then, I don't know, by the time I was in 7th, 8th grade, I was pretty sure I was gay, but I hadn't really accepted it or...
That's early, and that's good.
...acted on it.
Yeah.
By 9th grade or so, I was pretty sure... I do remember a specific moment.
Here we go.
In between 9th and 10th grade or 10th and 11th grade, somewhere in there. Nope, 9th and 10th. I went on a road trip with my brother. I don't know how he convinced my mom to let me go with him to New York. And his mission was to get me laid by this girl. And we went upstairs.
Oh, no.
We took off some of our clothes and we made out. And then I was like, yeah, no, not for me.
Did you tell her you know?
Yeah.
God damn.
Can you imagine being?
How old were you again?
I was like maybe 15.
Oh, man.
And she was like 16. Yeah. And she was just the neighbor that lived next door to wherever
that's
we
sweet.
Were.
Girl next door?
Yeah. Well, not like my house, but somewhere in New Jersey. I don't know where we were. But yeah, she had been drinking. I hadn't drank any, but I was, I don't think I can do this. And I think she thought I was nervous, but I was like, no, really, I don't want to do this.
Oh, so she like pushed, she's like, no, baby, I got you.
And she's like, oh no, it's fine. Don't worry. I'm like, no, really, I'm good.
Oh my God.
No, really, I'm good.
No, really.
She was really sweet though. She lied and told everybody that we did. So my brother totally thought he had gotten me laid and was like, thought he was the best brother ever. And on the drive home, I do remember going like, yep, I'm gay.
God damn it, really?
Like, I had the chance and it didn't happen. So I was like, now I know.
Yeah, the titties, they just don't do it for you.
They really don't.
Well, man titties do.
Well,
do you like a pair of man boobs?
I don't think I like the word man boobs.
How do you feel about moob?
Awful.
It's
please never again.
Funnier, but
I
no.
I like man boobs. I like a nice pair of pecs.
Oh, well, there's
back a... Back in a pretty pants.
Oh, yeah, I get a very specific mental image when you say man boobs that isn't particularly appealing to me, but...
Is it? Yeah, it can be proportional.
Like
I like a nice tight like belly. You know what I'm saying?
Like a dad bod.
Yeah, like a man. Yeah, there you go. Dad bod, like a lumberjack. Because they also have cake. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like a good good ass.
Yeah. even like if it's cake, like what? Even if it's like smaller but like kind of tight. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
That's nice.
It's small and tight, it's the way you like them.
Just like me, baby.
Oh, it's going so well so far.
It's going so well. All right, Alejandro.
So I actually think I never. I think my assumption growing up, and this is all kind of social norm shit and fuck that, was just like, I guess I am meant to court and like women, right? And in my teens, I did, and that was fine. And one time I kissed a friend of mine from high school, and I was like, oh, this feels good. This feels normal.
Oh.
Oh, no.
And it was the thing where, like, I never thought otherwise. But then at that moment, I thought back and I was like, oh, I guess straight guys have this, like, or straight people maybe have this, like, repulsion.
Oh, wow. You Brandon. Don't say.
And, I thought back and I said, I never felt opposed to the idea of being with a man, and after kissing, I was about to say his name, after kissing this person, it was very sweet, and we had a lovely time. And since then, I've again, looking back and looking back from now to that moment as well, it's always been very fluid. Like, it's never been about who, like, how the person presents necessarily. It's much more about who they are. Motion is a big thing, and so I guess
emotion or motion, like motion of the ocean,
definitely both, but like, I really
they both have a place.
They both place have my in my place heart. In my taint, you know what I'm saying?
Oh my god.
Your taint.
Just not even the genitals, just the taint.
Just in the taint.
Inside of the taint.
Ow. Inside
of the taint.
Jesus.
Yeah, that's
there's
like a piercing
for it. Exactly. Yeah. Hey. Do not recommend.
Yeah, I don't want it. It's not for me.
You don't recommend it because you had it?
Don't worry about it.
I know a guy who said.
I was worried that you guys were going to see my butthole.
Oh my god.
At some point.
Jesus Christ, you guys. Well, what about you, Faith? When did you know?
I think my, dare I say, journey was similar to Alejandro's in that I thought that, well, I don't think, I still think that I'm demi and that, like, it was more of the person that I was attracted to. I wasn't ever physically attracted to someone until I got to know them. I didn't realize that I like to partake in the pussy until I was probably, like, 20, perhaps.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, because that's just when I really, like...
So, like, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, 2 weeks ago.
Faith has turned 17.
That's just when, like, I started feeling things for a particular girl, and... Oh, fuck. And
okay, so you're feeling her things.
Yeah, feeling her things. On. And then looking back, I realized that, like, really, my awakening was watching The Mask with Cameron Diaz.
What? It was Cameron Diaz?
It was Cameron Diaz. She was the blonde hair and the red lipstick and stuff. I really liked that. And I just didn't know why. And, like, I think I was so repressed that, like, I also grew up in a household where that was very much not a good thing. That, I just, yeah, I didn't realize what was going on at the time. I also apparently, like, looking back on it, I realized I had a really big crush on, consequently, another girl who was blonde, my freshman year of college. Because I didn't know why I would get so anxious around her. She was, like, a senior, and, I met her, she was friend of a friend, and then I saw her at the Fall Out Boy concert, and it was
that
just,
was it. That Fall was Out it. Boy falling yeah. in love.
Yeah.
And then, sugar, you were going down.
God damn it. Yeah. So, I mean, like, officially, it was later in life. It was, like, in college. But, you know, the signs were there. I just, like, did not... I wasn't ever ready to accept that about myself.
I think that's pretty common. Like, looking back, you're like, that's how did I not know?
Yeah.
How did my family not know?
Because, like, yeah, because, I mean, my family, like, did... straight up asked me because I didn't date anyone throughout high school. I think you mentioned this as well. Like, I was never interested in dating people in high school, but that's just Side note, that was because I there was no one attractive in my high school other than me. And they were like kind of more accusing me than being like gentle and asking, like, "You're not lesbian, are you?"
Oh, which is a great way to ask.
Question. Yeah, that negative question is very intense.
Yeah, so they like kind of thought that, but
interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Turns out that's only half true.
I did have a couple of girlfriends in school.
Like actual girlfriends? Like, well, do you want to be my girlfriend coming in?
Brandon, do you want to be my girlfriend?
Oh my god.
I want to be only your girlfriend. Yeah, I mean, girlfriend's a strong word. Like, we never even held hands or kissed. So again, looking back, how did anyone not know? But I think I was like trying to fit into norms as well. And I thought, well, if I just have a girlfriend, no one will ask. Yeah.
Yeah. that's tricky because that social pressure is very real. And I remember talking with my peers and, you know, some of them are like, so granted, so I'm Hispanic. And growing up,
shit.
Oh my god, you are!
I didn't even notice.
And growing up in a Latinx culture, it was obviously the homophobia, right? Mm. And so, having people say, you know, use the F word over there to be very demeaning. We find it endlessly amusing, and it's going to be a problem on the podcast. So,
it really is.
Listener beware.
Yeah.
It always had the context of being super negative. And I think since I went to an all boys high school, and since then, a lot of the men that I went to school with have come out. And, you know, at the time, that was a huge taboo. But again, thinking back, I'm like, oh, yeah, they were pretty hot. Oh, wait.
It's like a CW show waiting to happen.
Oh my god, stop. That would be amazing, though.
It'd be fun.
Well, the only problem is that we were all underage.
Yeah. Well, like every other CW show there is.
Exactly, I know. It's a problem. It's like Riverdale for men.
Yeah, it's high school people portrayed by actors in their 30s, and it's totally normal.
Yeah, totally normal.
Yeah. It would be like Brandon.
It would be like. What about, like,
first of all, fuck you?
Whoa! What about like Footloose?
Yeah, I'd watch that.
Yeah, you'd watch Footloose with gay boys.
Wait, what? What's the question?
It's starting to sound a little weird the more you ask about it. But.
Well, so they like they're dancers and are conflicted about the oh my dad doesn't like me.
Okay, if we're gonna make it a queer version, can it be called Jazz Hands instead of Footloose?
Oh my god.
I would watch that.
I actually hate you so much.
Would they all be like, they have to be like the ballet, like ultra femme.
Yeah, like theater kids.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's one football player, just for fun.
Well, you have to have the... Can you have bears if they're underage? I guess
they're cubs. We also have one single butch lesbian for representation.
They're cubs! Yeah, that's a thing.
Stop, it's not a thing.
It's a thing, yeah.
Just like teenage bears are like... Had a beard at 15 or whatever.
Well, much like Daddy, it's not an age; it's a state of mind. God damn it! So, but yeah, there are people who like identify as bears, and then they're looking for their cub. That's a thing.
Oh no!
I'm into it.
Is cub like specifically underage?
No.
Okay, because I was going to say that's kind of fucked up, Brandon.
You could be in your 40s and be someone's cub. Yeah.
Okay.
And it may involve a dominant, submissive thing. May not. Just depends on them.
Like you? Mm. In your 40s?
Fuck you.
Whoa! I thought Bear Bear was... Well, somebody did call me an otter, and I'm like, I'm not nearly hairy enough. And they're like, are you naked mole rat? And I'm like...
Oh, shit, bitch! Oh, shit!
Yeah, that was not...
That's an attractive name to be called.
It did not feel great. Mm. I'll tell you what.
I'm not as up to date with... I think I know some of these terms that you're using. Mm. I'm not as up to date.
We'll make a queer dictionary for you.
Thank you.
A queer dictionary?
Yeah, I think my ex one time said that somebody told him he was an otter, too. I think I knew that one. I think I know bear, too.
Yeah. Well, and like in many other terms, all sorts of communities have their own little words, so yeah. What I think it means might not be what someone else thinks it means. But.
Yeah, that Arkansas gay is different.
It hits different.
It hits different. I felt it.
Oh, no.
You know, and when I was little, I thought that I thought that being gay meant you had to be flamboyant.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I'm a loud motherfucker. Sure.
What? You are?
Look at these fucking bright pink pants. You know what I'm saying?
What?
The pants are currently wearing tight pink jeans.
They're not that bright. I've seen brighter, bitch. Anyway, go on.
I feel very validated right now.
I think your pants are very gay.
Thank you. Thank you for listening. Well,
I think your glasses are gay.
I agree. That's actually why I picked these out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, you're very successful in that.
Thanks.
That's support.
Now if I know. I feel the love.
It's a safe place, you guys.
Except when you get offended when we start fucking slurring. It's going to be so bad.
Yeah.
It's going to be so bad.
It'll be fine.
We'll just cancel ourselves. It's fine.
It's fine.
Oh, we can cancel ourselves. I'm into it.
See how long it takes.
Yeah, so I thought I needed to be X amount of flamboyant. Mm. And then I thought, like, what would the counterbalance be? Like, do I have to be super masculine and, like, start to become a bodybuilder? And neither of those are necessarily true.
Here's a weird thought I just had. Do you ever find yourself behaving differently when you're with men versus women?
Oh, absolutely. And it depends on the men, too. Because if I'm at the local gay bar, mm-hmm. I will definitely let my maybe more feminine side come out.
Camp it
more.
Up a bit.
Yeah, exactly.
Camp it up.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yes. You know what I'm saying? Like, yes, girls and all that shit. But if I'm camping with a bunch of bros or, like, I don't know, at the local sports ball game.
Bro faith.
Bro. I like camping and basketball and shit.
You know, women are into that too. I'm just, you know, the what? WNBA? I'm just saying.
That's disgusting.
Cancel.
First cancel. Here we go.
And hashtag canceled.
That's fucking brutal.
Yeah, there's, I think, I had a stroke. I think growing up, I too had a very specific idea of what a gay man was. And I think that's part of why I spent a few years thinking, like, well, I'm not that. Because I didn't feel like what I saw on TV, which was like Will and Grace, maybe every now and then somebody else campy popped up on a show. But I just thought, well, that's not me. But you sort of think being gay or queer means whatever you see in the world, especially if you don't know anybody personally who's gay or queer. So then you're looking at that thinking, I don't think that's what I am.
Yeah,
I'm
sure that would be hard if you didn't know anyone.
So it's an odd thing. And then as you get older, you're like, I am who I am. This is the way it is. Maybe I'm not gay enough for some people or not flamboyant enough for some people, but it is what it is.
Well, and in the end, I think the lesson that I picked up is that you don't have to fit one of these tropes.
Right.
They're fucking hilarious. Don't get me wrong. It's a delight. It's a delight.
And there are some stereotypes that I fully am, but you don't have to
you
be.
You don't have to be. And but they're fun also roles to play.
Roles to play.
I know. When I'm like, gentlemen. I just want to be a little twink.
Disgusting.
I don't think I can relate to that, but okay.
Whoa! The truth come out, ladies and gentlemen.
I've never thought that to myself.
You don't want to, like, you don't ever want to just be, like, taken care of, like, on an emotional level, I guess?
Well, yeah, but that's not what being a twink is.
Yeah, that's absolutely not what being a twink is.
Well, that's not, I was just saying
are you like a power bottom? Like a secret power bottom? Are you a closeted power bottom?
No.
Closeted power bottom.
Well,
ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the stage. Closeted power bottom.
Do you think Katya is?
Yes.
No, she doesn't say she is.
That doesn't necessarily mean
she's
not. I mean, she's super flexible. Listen,
she's built for it.
Absolutely. Yeah. She's built to be a power bottom.
Maybe that's what God made her, whether she wants to be or not.
Absolutely. If you can do the splits like that and bounce on the dick, that's, I mean, come on. That is top tier.
That's my Thursday night.
We moved on to Thursday.
Oh, God. You know, there's a weird thing, too, that happens. I wasn't planning on talking about this, but here we go. I think when a lot of gay guys come out when they're younger, they think they're bottoms because they think that's what they're supposed to be.
Oh.
And they meet someone who is a top or top enough. And then later in life, sometimes they're like, I don't think that's for me. I'm going to do the other.
That okay. Happens. I think I'm a little, I'm very versatile. I think in my life in general, but also a verse.
Yeah.
Also a verse.
Your verse where it counts.
And sometimes where it doesn't.
sometimes.
Speaking of being closeted, Faith, have you come out to your peoples?
Fuck no.
How bad?
It's pretty bad. Like, they've straight up told me that, they have straight up told me that if I were to decide to be gay.
Oh, decide,
that,
sure.
Yeah, that they would disown me. So, nice. They've told me that. Like my brother, my dad. I don't think my mom's ever said it directly to me because she actually has friends that are lesbian. Yeah, they've straight up said, like, don't ever be that. Don't ever do that. So I have a cousin. I think she's technically like a second cousin who came out semi recently, and
they shot her.
They shot her. Yeah.
I took her right back and put her down. She had the case of the what?
Cancelled again.
Shut the fuck up. She moved away from Florence. She actually lives in Charleston now.
Mm-hmm.
It was not taken well by the family at all. So,
anyway. You think she ran away?
Yeah, I think that's a big part of it.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty common, too, for queer folks to, like, get away from where they're from so they can feel like themselves.
Yeah. I mean, that's how... You better fucking stop doing that, my dude.
I can't help it.
Yeah, that's... Fucking what were you asking?
Does your family know? Or, well, who does know if your family doesn't?
My friends do. Probably only my closest friends. It's not really something that I advertise, but I'll say it if someone asks. Right. Because I think I expressed this to you before where I feel like I'm not really, like, I don't feel like I belong, like, to the, I guess, LGBTQ plus community. Because of, like, it just happened, like, later in my life, so I never grew up with, like, I never felt like I struggled with it. Because I just didn't know. I do genuinely feel like I repressed it enough to just not, like, that doesn't exist. It's fine. I'm fine. Everything's fine. Yeah.
This is normal.
This is normal. It's fine. It's fine. So, yeah. I feel like because I haven't been through a struggle, I don't really, like, have the right to... say that I'm a part of that community, so I don't offer the information unless someone asks.
I disagree. I think you're in it, whether you think you are or not. So welcome.
I'm just knee deep in that
shit. We'll send you the rule book and everything soon.
Oh, thanks, babe.
Do you want the bumper sticker?
The handbook?
I like the bumper sticker. The handbook.
I'll see you at the meetings. I think, yeah. I told my fam. Well, my mom asked me when I was about 16.
Like, point blank asked you?
So it's kind of a weird story. She found a note in my room. I don't know why she was going through my room. Shame on her.
Ooh.
And there was nothing bad in it, but it was enough to make her wonder what was going on.
I can only imagine. I like dick. Love Brandon.
It was like, dear diary, I'm not gay.
That's the only note in your whole journal. Page 57.
No, in your entire room. That's the only piece of paper.
I was just out in the middle of the floor. No, it says one of my friends had written a note, and he had mentioned in it having gone to a gay bar because he was old enough to. I wasn't. And I don't even think he necessarily said the word gay, but I think, honestly, she first thought maybe I was just friends with somebody a lot older than me, and she was worried. So she was like, is there anything you want to tell me? And I was like, yeah. And she goes, and with just awkward silence, because I didn't know what to say. And she was like, should I just ask? And I was like, yeah. She goes, are you gay? I was like, yeah.
That was your answer. Your coming out was, yeah. Did your friends know at that point?
Yes, a couple friends. I told, like, four girlfriends, because every gay boy has girlfriends.
Right.
Like me.
And I told them because I thought, well, I'm pretty sure they won't care. It was still scary because what if they do
first
care?
Time you tell somebody, yeah.
Yeah. So I told like four people, and then I had a boyfriend at the time. So he knew.
You think?
Well, he figured it out.
It's like, babe, I'm gay. Bitch, what?
My boyfriend's gay?
What
ugh.
The fuck?
Yeah, so I told like four people, and then my mom asked me, and then I think moms always know, really. So your mom might know something, Faith. But she just didn't want to accept it, I think, until I finally said it. And then she literally said, well, shit, I didn't think you'd say yes.
Oh no.
So we both laughed. I cried. It was a whole big thing.
Of course you did.
Oh, that's very sweet though.
It really went shockingly well. She said all the things you hope your parents will say, like, sure. I still love you, yeah. Like you're still my son no matter what, blah blah blah.
Yeah, very supportive.
So that was great. But we also like didn't really talk about it. And she said something like, I want you to know you can talk to me about anything, but I don't want to know everything.
You gotta have some boundaries.
Yeah,
that's fair. Can you imagine what it would be like if he had to come out as straight to you? Like, mom, dad, I'm straight.
I like boobs.
That's a thing.
I like boobs.
No, that's a thing. I was one of the lesbian couples that I befriended in the past really tried to raise their children to be queer, and both of their kids are straight.
Oh.
Yeah.
Were they terribly disappointed?
Right. They're like they're late teens now, and they were like, so if you know, to their daughter, like, if you want to bring your girlfriend home or boyfriend, I don't judge.
Holy shit.
Right now, straight up. And I think
straight up.
Exactly. And their kids had to come out and be like, mom, dad, like, listen. Or sorry, mom, listen.
Mom.
I am heterosexual. They're like, not even a little bit? And like, no, sorry.
And they're like, oh, Lord, why me?
No, it's in that it's like, oh, don't worry, honey, we still love you.
You just have to pray to share an Ellen Page.
Like, Elliot. We still love you, just don't rub it in our face.
It is Elliot Page.
Elliot Page.
You're absolutely right.
I can't believe you.
I know, canceled again.
Three times already.
See, my brain went Ellen DeGeneres, and I just...
I thought that's what you were going for at first.
That's 100% what I was going for.
Yeah.
Oh, God. What about you? When did you tell other people?
When I kissed my high school friend, I mean, he was forced out because he didn't have a very effeminate manner, and he got picked on in school a lot.
Oh.
But I mean, he knew how to, I guess, keep things quiet. Mm. And then,
lots of gay boys are good at keeping secrets.
And then when I moved to the US, that was a big opportunity of like, all right, well, I can just reinvent myself. And I know that kind of for a fact that here, it's not necessarily, I think that the public opinion is a lot more favored, a lot more positive, you know what I mean? And in that sense, I had a really good opinion of the US in that sense. And so when I came here, I pretty much told everybody that I came across.
Everyone you
Hi,
came
nice
across.
To meet.
Hi, nice to meet you.
I like dick.
And vagine.
And vagine.
Hello, nice to meet you. I'm pansexual. What's your name? And
nice pants.
Nice pants. I'm attracted.
I got a nice set of pants. You want to come see them?
I'm attracted to kitchen cookware. Thank you. Nice to meet you.
Oh, God, can you fucking imagine?
I can, yeah. Can, yes.
Oh, my God, stop. You're just like making out, like, can we go to the kitchen? pull out the wooden spoon, like...
Holy shit.
That's a big pot you got there.
It has to be like big enough to like fit your ass in.
Oh no.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I think the first person my family came out to was my sister. I love her to pieces. And she was like, yeah, that tracks. And I'm like, what do you mean that tracks? I mean, I think.
Did you say it just like that? What do you mean?
And she just is like,
yeah, she was like, I mean, duh, this guy, duh. Of course.
Yeah.
And she was wonderful. She was very supportive. And she actually came out to me as the first person in the family as well. Mm-hmm. Maybe a couple of years afterwards, when she was attending an all-women's school, no surprise. And
it's like, almost like that influences.
It's almost as if spending 80% of your time with the same gender changes how you perceive it. I'm just, you know, throwing it out there.
Especially while you're a hormonal teenager.
Oh my God, for sure. And I came out to my mother.
I just thought of the phrase, a hole's a hole.
Listen, everybody has a butthole. And
that's
yeah,
what and, Alejandro was thinking. That's what baby Hondro was thinking.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Baby Hondro.
That's a hole's
and
a hole,
and
baby.
I enjoy eating buttholes. And so, like, and anybody, munch, munch, you know what bitch. I'm saying? Like,
munch, munch.
Any hole's a goal? Is that?
Any hole's a goal? Come on, baby. Let me suck on your earlobe.
Earlobes are hilarious. It's one of the things I genuinely like to compliment to people. And they're like, what makes a beautiful earlobe? What the fuck are you talking about?
I would like to ask you that now.
Right?
We can't see each other.
It's all bullshit. It's not even. It's just for fun.
You don't think my earlobes are pretty?
I meant it when I said it.
You just said
moving on. I came out to my mom and I think she was a little less supportive than Brandon's, which is fine. She just said, kind of, I love you anyways, regardless of how you are. But she's a very religious lady. And, you know, she's told me since that she still struggles with that idea because she says that in her creed it's wrong, question mark.
Right.
And so she's had to kind of go from there.
Is it kind of like that Southern thing where they hate and love the sinner, hate the sin kind of thing?
Yeah, I think that's it. We're like, I love you unconditionally, but I am confused and
look, I love you unconditionally, except for a few conditions.
You know, don't eat assholes. Not going to happen, Mom. I love you. Sorry.
Please tell me you had that conversation.
She's never going to listen to this. It's fine. I really hope not. I'm sorry, Mom.
He eats assholes.
He just scoops them out and eats them. Bite by bite.
With an ice cream scoop. Those kitchen utensils. I keep, you know what I'm saying? Is that the theme for this episode?
We thought it was a joke.
It just keeps going. I haven't told my dad, although he has a gay brother. And his partner keeps getting shunned. And they've been together for...
Uncle's partner?
Yeah, many years. 20 plus years. Wow. And eventually they like shunned him away from the family.
In gay years, that's a lot.
That is a lot. I mean, there were...
There's a lot of
on and off, and I suspect a good deal of cheating. I remember his partner got me drunk the first time. The first time I was drunk. I know. Super creepy. I was like 15 or whatever. And he was like, here's some more whiskey. And I'm like, this is fucking bad. But, my mom later was like, yeah, stay away from so-and-so because, you know, he can, and this is a kind of a messed up stereotype. It's like older gay men are super predatory. And I'm like, I think everyone is, but thanks, mom.
This feels weird. That's definitely not isolated to older gay men.
Yeah, for sure. I think I would say men in general, but
women in general too. They can be predatory.
Basically, everybody's trash.
Yeah. Well,
all right, and that's how we cancel our own show.
Everyone else, we cancel.
We're trash. And so bye.
And so bye.
You ever had an older family member get you drunk?
No, I did have a friend's mother who specifically said she wanted to see me take my first tequila shot when I was 16.
My family has tried to get me into drinking a lot of times. Like, no joke. They don't know about my anxiety diagnosis, but like they know.
Are you serious? They don't know?
No. But like they know, like on a level.
Sure. Okay.
And like they've told me like half serious, half joking several times that like you should really take up drinking. It'll help you relax. Like straight up.
Wow.
And when I turned 21, we went on vacation and my mom tried to get me to drink a lot more than I wanted to. Because I could. She just wanted me like I think it wasn't really bad in her intentions, but she just wanted me to like relax a little bit, have a little bit of fun. What's that? But, yeah, I have. I mean, I've had my mom, my dad, my brother, not so much, but he does it anyway.
Speaking of weird predatory men.
Here we go.
I did one time. It was very stupid. My boyfriend and I drove across the state and got a hotel room to meet some other gay people we knew from online. Had a big, like, house party at a cabin on a lake thing.
So in Arkansas, they call it a circuit party.
Basically. So there were lots of weird things that happened at that party. Like, there was a quote-unquote sex room. And I heard a fun story that three people went in and one came out and said, I was not impressed.
Oh, shit.
That's
yeah,
shit talking.
Yeah. But at that same party, a guy who I knew a little bit online was like, oh, here, you should try this drink. And I was with my boyfriend. So I was like, okay, that's fine. Turns out later I found out he was a cop and he had showed up to this gay party at this cabin and gave me 16-year-old liquor. Yeah.
What?
Was he closeted?
Yeah, I think he told people he was a civil engineer or something like that.
Oh, but shit. So later, he was like, oh, gay party, come to town. I'm going to
go.
Yeah, and he was a cop. And this comes to show, ladies and gentlemen, the state of our law enforcement system.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So anyway, that was an older person giving me liquor. That's...
Oh, my God. Awful. Well, so growing up in Colombia, the country. The
country.
I know. Drinking age there is 18, but really if you're in certain neighborhoods or really in most of the country,
over the counter kind of thing.
Basically it's one of those things where, if you can get away with it, you got it, or you just slip an extra X amount of pesos and they'll just turn the other way. Although they have, cracked down on that quite a bit. And since I left, or so my cousin says, whatever.
Was it because of you? They were like,
we can't have this happen again. After I left, they were like, fucking Alejandro, like, you fled the country in charges of underage drinking.
He's out of the country. Now let's lock it down.
They held it open for me. Delightful.
Disgusting.
Escándalo.
Escándalo. I told my cousins when I went to visit, and the more open-minded ones, I don't know how much word has spread, but I find that conversation, I guess, less and less scary as you kind of age, and as you have it more often.
Yeah, 'cause I think a lot of people have this misconception. You just come out once and then you're done, but you come out all the time, forever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every time you get a new job,
it's a process.
New people. You know,
Do you remember when I asked you?
Because
I just straight up asked you.
Not specifically. What did you say?
Because you had said something you had mentioned.
Just look at me. Are you queer?
you queer, bitch. No, you had mentioned something about being a part of the LGBTQ plus community.
Gotcha.
And I was like, you got a boyfriend. You got a boyfriend.
And I was like, I don't like you that way.
No,
yeah, I do remember that now, actually. It's all coming back to me now.
Yeah, I was like, ooh, like I heard you mention that you were in this community. Do you have a boyfriend? Like, do you have a boyfriend? That's how I asked.
That's exactly what you sounded like.
Yeah.
Now, Faith at that point was flexing. So we all know at this recording table, recording booth, that we all have, that Faith has the biggest dick of us all.
I do, yeah.
And so every time.
It's like a beaver tail. Yeah, so if you ever hear, like, rattling around or, like, a big old thunk on the table, that's me, dick.
Jesus Christ.
Partially erect, and it just taps against the bottom of the table.
It's just ready all the time.
Just always got a load on deck, ready to go.
You can't. What was the saying that you like to say? Like, if you're always ready, you ain't got to get ready.
If you stay ready, you ain't got to get ready.
You ain't got to get ready, bitch.
That's got to be uncomfortable, though, because I remember... I mean, this. I guess this still happens. Just trying to walk around the store with an erection, you gotta like.
Yeah.
Do you have to reach through your pocket of your pants to adjust it?
No, if you just stride with your one side more than with the other.
There is a weird couple of things I think all guys figure out to do to try and arrange yourself without looking like you're arranging yourself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But I wear very tight pants.
Why don't you just go to the bathroom?
Well, you could, but you'd have to walk there,
No.
Fully erect, baby.
On display.
Fully erect.
Fully charged and ready to go.
I think I'm just, I've learned not to be ashamed of it, really. I like to just show off with my...
Flaunt it.
Yeah, I like to just flaunt it. Yeah.
Well, and I think I went on a date one time and told my buddy that I was super embarrassed that when we were dancing, I got hard. And he was like, nah, man, why? You just got to let your intentions be known. And I'm like,
shit.
Right?
What a good friend.
Right? And I think that I've
let your intentions.
I've kind of low key let that advice come to fruition.
Yeah, definitely.
You took that advice to completion.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's been to completion a few times.
Jesus Christ!
Oh wow! Jesus Christ, indeed. So let's see. So you told everybody except for Faith has told their family, and it went relatively well. Did any friends take it poorly when you told them?
I have definitely lost a couple of friendships, come to think of it. Yeah. I think that the trick is that, this is my opinion, but men cannot handle being objectified.
Mm. Oh, man. Yeah.
It's real, right? Yeah. And so when I came out as being pan, whatever, queer, the insecurity came out of like, wait, does that mean that you're flirting with me or that you see me as a sexual object like I see women? And which is a real thing.
I think we've talked about that before. A lot of straight men get really uncomfortable around queer men because they think the queer men are going to treat them the way they objectify and treat women.
Which is a power that I love to have. Because if the straight man is insecure enough for the situation to happen, the cis straight man, then I'll fucking run with it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is, again, cis straight, kind of hetero douchebag men.
Like Brandon.
When I think of a few words to describe me, those are all the first words that come to mind. I'm glad you agree.
Yeah, thank you.
Which,
thank you.
If I'm going to lose a friend over being queer, then fuck them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, but not literally, because they're not going to be into it.
Or maybe they're afraid they might.
Or maybe
you could do the hate fuck thing.
Right, and then they leave very confused.
Yeah, yeah.
Like that was fun,
but like bruised and confused.
Bruised and confused.
Jesus Christ! Sounds like the name of a really weird movie. Let's see. So Faith. How many friends have you told outside of, like, people you went to college with? Is it just...
That's about it. Yeah, I think...
Did you tell your high school friends? Do they know? Your college friends?
Not many. Mm. I think that they would... I think they would be surprised. I think that they wouldn't know how to take it, really. I'm not sure. Take this deal.
You gonna take it. Yeah, I told my four friends in high school.
Four?
Yeah, literally four. The four that I thought would be okay with it. Later, I found out my brother, after he found out. So I told my mom, and then I think my mom told my stepdad. My stepdad told my brother, and then one of them told my sister. Sister was fine. Brother and stepdad freaked out for a few months. My brother went and got drunk and told a bunch of his friends what had happened.
Oh, shit. That's so good.
Honestly, to this day, I don't know who all specifically knows. Like, probably lots of people I don't talk to.
What kind of world would it be where you wouldn't even have to come out? Or it wouldn't even matter?
Yeah, it's hard to imagine.
Yeah. Like, why is this even a topic of discussion?
Right.
It's kind of like, I don't know, just thinking about it. Why is this even, like, why does it have to be a thing that your brother has to, like, get drunk and talk about?
Yeah,
like, who cares who you bone? Other than you, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
You would probably care.
Yeah. And then, weirdly, I think his girlfriend helped him come around because she was a good friend of mine. And she was like, don't be a douche. It's your brother. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. But other than that.
That was the entire conversation.
Yeah, yeah. And he was like, changed my mind.
He's come around, though, right?
Yeah. We're great now. My whole family's good. My brother and I laugh about it all the time. Like, he knows now on that trip that he thought he got me laid by a girl on that it didn't actually happen.
It didn't happen, yeah.
He was a little disappointed.
Did you talk about that story?
Yeah, he knows about it, yeah.
Oh. Are you still in touch with this girl?
No.
God, please say yes. No. That would be amazing. Can you imagine, like...
Plot twist, it was me.
Yeah, like...
She's coming in the front door right now.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome our guest, New Jersey girl.
New Jersey girl.
Brandon's quote-unquote first. No. No clue who... I couldn't even tell you her name anymore, actually, which is kind of bad.
Oh,
yeah. Judy. Well, I'd like to call her Judy.
Juliet?
No.
Jason.
Jason. Her name was Jason.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, yeah. What about you, Alejandro? Any friends react poorly? Like women? Do you ever have women think?
Oh, interesting.
Like, oh,
now that I know that, I'm not interested in you, or...
Oh, you've partaken in the dick.
I don't...
I'd just be we got something in common. What's up?
Yeah, I don't think so. I know that double standard is there for, like, the other way around.
Oh, yeah. Like, when guys find out that you also are interested in girls, they're like, oh, well, never mind.
Right.
Interesting.
Yeah, or for, I mean, Faith might have experienced this, but I know that a lot of my friends who are women...
Yeah.
And are bisexual, when they're trying to have a female partner, if they know that...
They've partaken in the dick.
Yeah, then like they're like, I don't want any of that.
Yeah, like you're not gold star, you're not gold star or platinum.
Must be gold star to ride.
Yeah, like if not strictly lesbian, then I don't want anything to do with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that isn't a like I guess you could say elitist thing. Yeah,
interesting. I had no idea.
No, I will say
it's sad.
Yeah, it is sad. Now I will say coming out as poly, I'm polyamorous, is definitely scarier than coming out as queer.
Yes, I definitely agree. I think I am also polyamorous, and that's more terrifying to me than saying that I'm currently dating a man and a woman.
Interesting.
I'm more scared of saying that I'm dating both of them than...
Do you feel like society would judge you more harshly for that than being queer?
Yes, I do feel that.
Well, especially because we're young.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Because, like, I think we talked about it a little bit before where you had said something where it's like, I think it's kind of like... generally understood or like accepted, there's like an accepted way to treat someone as they're coming out, like if you want to be quote a good person if you're not like my family, but there's not so much of a standard way for like someone who might be like trans is still a discussion. Mm. And polyamory is still, it's not newer, but it's like not
as far as society like learning to deal with it, it's learning newer. When they, like, because of TV shows and movies, I think a lot of people have a built-in idea of what it's like to come out as a gay person, or they have some idea, and then their family have seen it happen in movies and seen, like, good reactions, bad reactions. They kind of know what they should or shouldn't say. But I think for things like poly, maybe that's just not there. They don't see it.
Yeah, poly in the media is very reduced. And I think trans in the media is also very reduced.
Yeah,
and my heart goes out to you, to folks, because, like you said, there's no appropriate response. Stuff like Modern Family, where like it was very, like it's on TV, and it's still not great. Granted, like it's still escándalo when they kiss on screen and stuff. And what is the recent movie with the very very cute gay couple? We watched the action movie. Whatever, he's got this beautiful romantic speech to his boyfriend and they kiss very much on center screen. It's not like in the background somewhere,
right? Or it wasn't just kind of a joke.
Yes, yeah, so it was with Charlize Theron, the old guard.
Emotional.
It was beautiful. Scene. Yeah. And the acting was fantastic. And the gay kiss was very much front and center, right? Whereas in other media, it's kind of like in the background or...
Yeah, it was like in Finding Dory where it was like just two moms like pushing a stroller and they were just like, we totally included.
Right, exactly.
We're totally inclusive.
But for trans folks, that is basically non-existent.
Yeah. I mean, there are some things like Pose. It's great. I don't know if you've ever watched that.
I don't think so.
No.
It has, I believe, literally the most diverse cast, including a bunch of trans folks who actually play the roles of trans folks.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
And just like complex relationships and community, and it's fantastic. So it exists, but yeah, there's a ways to go.
Sure. Mm-hmm. And it's definitely not in mainstream media.
Yeah.
And so with gay stuff, especially between men, like male gay.
Yeah. Because that threatens the, like, traditional view of masculinity.
Sure.
Yeah.
And so...
Because, like, with women, it's hot. when they kiss.
Oh my god.
Well, I mean, yeah. Speak for yourself. But...
Wow. I mean, yes.
I just find two people kissing hot, whoever they are. I'm into it.
Okay.
We've determined that I'm apparently the horn dog of the group here. Yeah. Horn bitch.
And I'm clutching my pearls. Yeah. Like, mm-hmm. What?
And poly in the media is also very scarce, and so unless you're very young or very open-minded or
a hippie.
Right, or super woke, like, that conversation goes like, what do you mean you don't...
Yeah, that's, monogamy? Yeah, that's, I mean, more, like...
Do people just look at you like, oh, so you're a whore, is that what you're saying?
I definitely slut-shaming, 100% sometimes.
Exactly, yeah. Even the same people who are, like, fine with me also liking women are like... What do you mean you're
that's
dating?
That's one line too far you crossed.
Yeah, like, what do you mean you're dating two at the same time? And I'm like, ¿por qué lo nos dos?
Wow. Okay. Well, I learned all sorts of new stuff already. How exciting.
Alejandro, do you have any advice for anyone else coming out?
Oh, shit. Be you. And this is a hard thing to do.
Wow,
because,
thanks. I'm cured.
Wow.
Solved it. Yeah.
Solved it. Just be yourself, ladies and gentlemen.
You're both fucking dicks. be you despite other people. And that's super scary to do because it hits our sense of survival, right? If my group doesn't accept me,
right.
our kind of human brain is like, I'm going to be alone and die without a society or a group to support me.
Same.
Absolutely. That anxiety is so real. And I validate that. It's a real fear. But there's also people out there who will eventually support you. It might take a little while to find them. But, keep an eye out for people who you might be open-minded. You'd be surprised at especially if we're talking to maybe younger folks, the teacher or school counselor or coach who might be like, yeah, cool. And then we'll treat you the same regardless.
Be like, all right. Be like, sir, this is a Wendy's.
I just need to know if you want medium, large, or small.
Always large, please.
Didn't need to know that you're attracted to cookware.
Sir, get out of the kitchen.
We're going to get tweeted by like the one cookware fetish association of America.
No. We're going to make friends with those motherfuckers.
Oh, if there's any of you out there for real, hit us up.
Please.
Figure out what that organization would be called, like Pans Across America.
Stop it. All right, Brandon, do you have any advice?
Just hide it forever. Don't tell anybody. No,
it's got to be Pans Across the Nation. because Pan.
Yeah, okay. Okay. No, my advice, I think, is it's terrifying probably the first time you do it, I think, for everybody. But I also think a lot of times you kind of know who's going to take it well and who isn't. Like, that's why I picked those four people in particular. I chose them very carefully.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
I wasn't just like, I'm just going to pick four random folks in high school.
Sir, this is a Wendy's.
Jesus Christ.
So choose who you think you want to tell carefully. Because you probably know who's going to do well and who won't. But also don't think you have to tell anybody. If you're not ready, you're not ready. Or if you're really afraid your family might cut you off, don't tell them yet. Wait till you feel safe to do it.
Being financially independent is huge.
Yeah.
So like know that it does get easier as you kind of get your life together.
Right. You know, and as you said, as you get older and you meet more people who are like you, because I find we all tend to find each other one way or another. So you will build your own tribe, even if you don't think they're around.
Together.
It's. I mean, have you seen a group strut?
I mean.
Look at us. Yeah. We found each other. You will find those folks, but if you're not ready, you're not comfortable, you don't have to. That no one's going to judge you for not coming out soon enough. It's your thing. So take your time and do it when you feel safe.
Yeah, I think for me, I would like say a lot of the same thing. Like if you decide that you don't want to, that's totally fine and valid as well. Like you don't have to tell people that might threaten your livelihood. like me. they don't, my family doesn't actually threaten my livelihood anymore. Side note, I am financially independent now. Yay. Even though I'm 17,
according to the Twitter.
17. Yeah, I think it's totally fine, totally valid. It's okay. It's scary. It's not easy. Like, it's fine if you want to wait. It's valid if you don't want to tell someone.
Sure.
You don't have to.
Oh, yeah, and don't let anybody else pressure you into it.
Like Brandon.
I do know people that were like, because they were out, they thought, oh, well, you should be out too. I would encourage you to, or they might tell someone know that you both know to try and force you out.
It's okay, because we're both gay.
Yeah, people don't gossip about this.
Right.
Like, this is not, like, everyone's coming out journey is their own. Don't go fucking telling your friends. That's not okay.
Yeah.
It's not your tea to spill.
Like, somebody, exactly, somebody trusted you with this information. Yeah. And unless you know for sure, and you can ask them if they're, like, fully out, then, like, don't go telling coworkers, bosses, coaches, teachers, friends, because you could really do some serious damage to somebody.
They might never be able to go to that Wendy's drive-thru again.
They may never.
Can you imagine the general manager is like, nope, we're not serving you.
They'll never be able to get that double stack.
Fucking Mississippi, I'm sorry.
We don't serve your kind here, sir.
Oh, God. Jesus.
More like, do you want to come out back?
Oh, no.
I'll give you a burger.
You want a milkshake? No, frosty. You want a frosty?
Yeah. I'll give you a frosty.
Yeah, that's chocolate it. Frosty.
A what?
Chocolate frosty.
A what?
Oh, anywho, yeah. Well,
before we close, I just found out, I think yesterday, that Eddie Izzard, famous British comedian, has come out as trans.
I think
still goes by Eddie, and has mentioned that she does not mind the him pronoun. And I remember watching Eddie Izzard in drag in their very famous stand-up, I think from the early 2000s or maybe late 90s.
Yeah, there's several that are really great.
Oh, fantastic.
I might recognize them, but I don't know.
Check out Eddie Izzard. They're fantastic. But I guess now they're officially trans. I saw one of her works recently where she was still dressed very masculine, leather jacket, regular t-shirt, no makeup or anything, short hair, full beard. I guess now they feel comfortable being out.
Yeah.
So good on you, Eddie Izzard. Go check them out. They're absolutely hilarious. And, like, it's smart humor.
Yes.
Mm. Like, this girl speaks several languages and, like, has gone on tour to do stand-up in different languages. That's
hard.
Incredibly talented.
They were in North Charleston a few years ago, and I totally saw them. It was fantastic.
Wonderful.
Highly recommend it.
Yeah. Weird flex, but okay.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Okay, thank you. I saw Fall Out Boy, so... Fuck you, you know?
Oh, well, you told me.
Yeah, I know.
Well, thank you for listening to Fruit Canal. I hope you stick around. If you want to get in touch with us, tweet us at Fruit Canal Podcast.
Yeah, do that stuff.
Give us a review on iTunes, and we will see you next time.
Yep, we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.